Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. The Kahati gives a nice intro to our Mishnah, so I'll go through it over here briefly. And the idea is as follows. One who makes a tent on Shabbos, a set kavua tent, then he's liable for the malacha of boneh, for building. He can't build on Shabbos. And therefore, the Chachamim made a gzeira, that you can't even make a temporary tent. For example, if you want to just, you know, put a board over four walls, you can't do that lest you come to make a kavua, a set tent. So that's the general principle. However, to add on a temporary tent on Shabbos, so it was already there. For example, you built this temporary tent before Shabbos, and then you left at a spot, and you have to just, you know, fill in that spot. So over there, there's going to be a machlokas in our Mishnah, whether that's permitted or not. Reb Lezer holds you can't add even on a temporary tent, neither on Yom Tov nor on Shabbos. And the Chum said that you could add on a temporary tent, you know, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Yom Tov. So with this principle in mind, let's see now the Mishnah. Pekak hachalon is, you know, in those days they didn't have curtains, so they would have like this, you know, slab of wood, and they would use it on the window to cover up the sun and use it as a curtain, you know, during the day. So Reb Lezer says, Bizman Shehu Kashor, when this slab of wood is tied to the window, Vitaloi, and it's hanging in the air, it's not like being dragged on the ground. So then we look at it as part of the window and poke and bow. You can close up, you can, you know, quote unquote curtain your window on Shabbos, and there's no problem of bona, of building, because it's just part of the window. But v'imlav, if it's not tied to the window, or it's not hanging in the air, it's being dragged on the ground, right? Then in poking bow, you cannot close up your window with it on Shabbos, because it looks like you're adding to a building. And we said in the Hakdama, in the introduction, that the Bez is going to hold, if you add to a binyan, it's prohibited on Shabbos. And therefore, because it looked like a Ol Harai, it looks like you have a temporary dwelling here that you're adding to. And that, Reb Lezer holds, is prohibited. So if this slab of wood is either not tied to it, or even if it's tied to it, but it's not hanging in the air, it's being dragged on the ground, then you can't, you know, close up the window on Shabbos, because it looks like you're adding to a temporary building, which is a prohibition of bona of building on Shabbos. That would be the opinion of Reb Lezer. The Chachamim say no. Bengach, whether it's tied to the window, whether it's not tied to the window, it doesn't bother them. Poking and bow, you can close up your window on Shabbos. Because since this window was there already before Shabbos, this quote-unquote tent was already there before Shabbos, so the Chum holds you could add on a temporary dwelling on Shabbos. That's not a problem of building. It's not a problem of bona. So since this window was there already, and you're just, you know, it's like you're adding to a tent, you're closing up this window with this board on Shabbos, that's permitted, and, you know, adding to this temporary dwelling is not a problem, whether the board was attached to the window or not, and we actually paskin like the Chachamim in the lenient view. So this has nothing to do with muktzah, this has to do with, you know, the halachas of building on Shabbos. Moving along to Mishnah Ches, and with this we'll conclude the 17th parak, Parak Yud Zayin, and here we're going to go back into muktzah. The Mishnah says as follows. Once we're talking about lids, so we're going to talk, you know, more about lids, but now in a muktzah term. Kol kisui hakelim, any kind of covering for a utensil, for a kli, sheyesh lahem beis achiza, that they have a grabbing point, they have, you know, a handle. Then, nitalin b'shabbos, they're permitted to take them on Shabbos, since they have a grabbing point, it's deemed like an actual utensil, and there's no problem with muktzah. Amar Reb Yossi, says Reb Yossi, but mad, remember these words said that you can't use a utensil unless it has the beis achiz, unless it has a grabbing point, it has a handle, b'kisei hakarkos, with a lid that is meant for karkos, for ground, meaning you have like a pit in the ground, and you have a lid to it, that's when you have to have a handle on the lid in order that it's not mukta. Aval, meaning that if it didn't have a handle, even though it's a lid, because it's a lid for something that's in the ground, like a pit, then it would be muktzah. So this requirement of a handle to make a lid, not muktzah, is only with something that's on the ground. If it has the handle, it's not muktzah. If it doesn't have the handle, it is muktzah. Aval b'kisuya hakelim, with general lids to regular utensils, like your pot in the house, if it's not attached to the ground, benkach, whether it has a handle or not, nitalan b'shabbos is permitted on Shabbos no matter what. So the Gemara explains actually like this. So regular coverings for regular utensils like pots and pans, everyone agrees that they're mutter to move them on Shabbos, whether they have a handle or not. It's like a regular utensil, and it's not a problem. And lids that go to the ground, like a lid to cover up a pit, everyone agrees that the only time they're not mukta is if they have a handle. If they don't have a handle, everyone agrees that they are mukta because it looks like you're sealing up a pit on Shabbos, which is like bona, which is like building, so it's got to have a handle on it. So where's the machlokas? Lo nechuku Rabbi Yosi v'chachamim, the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yosi only argue in a case where, by b'kisuyeh kenah v'chaborim l'karka, if you have like an in-between case, we said pots and pans, any kind of lid is not mukta. But a pit which is attached to the ground, if it has a lid, it's not mukta. If it has a handle to the lid, it's not mukta. If it doesn't have a handle to the lid, it is mukta. So where's the machlokas? The machlokas is if you have a utensil which is attached to the ground. For example, you have a pit, you have a barrel which is like sunk into the ground. So it's not a pit, but it's not a barrel. It's a barrel sunk in the ground. So now the question is, what is the status of this? According to the Chachamim, they say it's like actual karka, like the ground, and therefore they require for this lid of this barrel, which is attached to the ground, to have a handle. Otherwise, it would be mukta. Whereas Rabbi Yosi holds that because this is a utensil, even though it's attached to the ground, at the end of the day, it's a utensil. And therefore, it's permitted to be used on Shabbos, even when it has no handle at all. So that's their point of the machlokas, the debate between the two shitas. We actually go, in this case, like the Chachamim, more stringent view, that if you have a utensil, like a barrel, attached to the ground, it's deemed like the ground, and therefore only if it had a handle to the lid is the lid not mukta, otherwise the lid would be mukta. And this is how they paskin, like the Chachamim. Okay, that concludes Perek Yud Zayin, and tomorrow we'll go on to the 18th Perek. Moving right along, we're almost at the end of the Masechta.